views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Shine On Radio on this snowy day on the in the Northeast Coast. I hope you're all recovering from a fun Super Bowl evening, afternoon. I know for me, it was filled with some red wine and too many of those tortilla chips, which always get to me. But that brings up today's show, and I couldn't be more excited. Again, if you're new to the show, this is Shine On Radio. I am the host, Kellyanne Wadler. Shine On Radio is dedicated to helping individuals celebrate what makes them who they are, because we don't do that enough, I don't think. I've realized that in the shows before, I haven't talked too much about how this all began. And we have a really special guest on that's going to go further deep into what I do and what she does and what we do to help women feel better in their body. I bring this all up because for me, when I was growing up, I had such a challenging relationship with who I was. I was very outgoing, sure, and a performer and a dancer and an actor, and I was really good at shining and or pretending to shine and pretending that everything was okay. But inside, I always felt insecure and not so sure about who I was and felt like I was too much a lot of the time. And that feeling really wreaked havoc on my relationship to my body, how I felt within my body, and how I then treated my body. So after puberty, I would say, as I watched my body change into a woman, I would say, overnight, and I would say that I wasn't comfortable yet with these hips and a larger chest and a body that kept seemed to be growing in all the directions I didn't want it to grow, I began to get really insecure, and I used food as a way to cope, and I invited toxic love in, all because I didn't understand my worth. So I share this with you today because it's a pivotal story to how I got to where I am now, and also why Shine On Movement and why Shine On Radio exists. And that's because I had an aha moment that said, enough is enough. I have to start treating myself better, because the only one who's going to be able to feel good or help me feel good is me. And I knew that for me, it had to start with food. Like many people, food can be a drug. And it was for me. And I knew that I had to stop eating and binging on pita chips late at night and Weight Watchers carrot cake bars. And I needed to swap those out with kale and avocados and olive oil and all these things that I was once afraid of putting into my body because they had maybe too many points or too many calories in my daily allotment. But really, it was real food I had to introduce to myself. And after that switch, everything changed. And this company was created, a company that helps other women celebrate who they are through nourishment, through body positivity, and through self-acceptance. So with that said, I got my coaching degree from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. And there I found a wonderful soul sister, a wonderful colleague that instantaneously we were like we're best buds, and I don't know why, but I can feel it. And that's who we have on the show today. Her name is Stephanie Marino, and she is the founder of Real Food, Pure Love. She is also a graduate of the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and a certified health and wellness coach. She's extremely passionate about guiding women to improve their relationship to food and themselves, and places a huge emphasis on self-love and self-worth and confidence. Again, it's not always all about the food or the exercise. It's also what we're feeding our thoughts and what we're feeding ourselves about, how we feel about ourselves. So this woman is doing just that. She resides in Long Beach, Long Island in New York, and she has a thriving, growing company. And she is one of those stellar coaches, and I can't wait to introduce you to her. So with that, without said, welcome, Stephanie, to Shine On Radio. We're so happy you're here.
Kelly, thank you so much. Wow, what an introduction. That was so beautiful, your story, and thank you so much.
Of course.
I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we're so excited that you're here as well. And, you know, as I always do, let's start by learning about your shine. I am a big believer that we go, something in life, you know, takes us out of our dark, and whether it's a flicker of light, shows us what our true calling is. So tell us a little bit about yours.
Oh my God, yeah. So what started over 10 years ago, I had a horrible relationship to my body and to food. I went through bouts of anorexia and then would binge on awful food. Jugs of cookies and cream ice cream was my favorite. And then I would feel so miserable afterwards. I would just binge on laxatives. And this yo-yoing back and forth of starving myself, depleting myself of sustenance and nutrition, and then binging on awful food, my body was in complete haywire chaos. And what led to that unhealthy relationship to food was a distorted model of love growing up. So growing up in a family, in a childhood home of dysfunction, mental, physical, emotional abuse, my siblings and I, we were never taught how to truly love ourselves, how to receive love, how to give love, and how to feel worthy of love. And it wasn't until much later in life, within these past recent, you know, couple of years doing this work, that I started to realize and make that connection between, you know, what was happening there. Why did I feel for so many years this lack of self-love, and why did that translate into an awful relationship to food and to my body? I hated myself. And then, you know, when I started to make this connection, like, oh, that's what that was, I was able to really dig deeper into, what is this self-love thing? What is this self-worth thing? You know, what is this confidence thing? And that's why I'm so passionate about the work that I do today with women and some men, is because once you heal your relationship to yourself, to your body, right, to your thoughts, to your feelings, to yourself, and you find, you know, you relearn that, you know, that infinite self-love and self-worth that's wired in your DNA and somewhere got lost along the way, your life changes tremendously. And to be able to bring this gift to women on a daily basis, it just lights my life up in ways that are just, you know, it's hard to put into words.
Wow. And, you know, what you're sharing is, you know, a lot of people have not the same story, but come from a similar background where, yeah, we have to teach ourselves how to love ourselves and how to take care of ourselves. And we're really going to be diving into that today. I think we can talk a lot about, well, let's self-love and let's understand our worth. But it is always a question of, well, how do you do that? You know, we can say that all day long. So when we get back, I hope everyone who's listening can tell we have quite a deep and stellar show today. And I know Stephanie, and we share a similar coach ourselves. So, get ready to go deep with us, because I know that's where we're going. So when we get back, more with Stephanie and more with how we really truly can take the steps to love who we are, fuel in a nourishing and loving, gentle way, and understand our infinite worth. All right, when we get back, more with Stephanie, more on, with Shine On Radio.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
Shine On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly, is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Shine On Radio. I am your host and founder of Shine On Movement, Kellyanne Wadler. We're here today on kind of a gray Northeast day, as I said in the beginning. If you're just tuning in, I have a really awesome special guest. Her name is Stephanie Marino. She and I both share a similar title. We're both health and wellness coaches, lifestyle coaches, whatever you want to label us. But we both have similar missions that we want to help guide women, sometimes men, how to celebrate and find self-love. And before the break, we were talking about, well, these are just words, right? Self-love, self-worth, self-acceptance. And obviously we're all intellectual and intuitive enough to know that we should be feeling these things. We should love ourselves. We should like who we are. But how do we do that? You know, what does that even mean? And I know when my clients come to the office and I say, well, we gotta start throwing some love in, they're like, okay, I'd love if someone finally told me how. And the interesting thing about that question is not even the wisest human being in the entire planet Earth, they don't know what that answer is because it's different for every human. The only person who knows what that answer is you. And when working with a coach or a guide or a mentor or a guru or whatever it is, their job is to help listen to you deeply in a way that you may not have ever had with somebody else and hear what you might not already know are your steps to figuring out how to go on this journey and to start loving and accepting who you are. So with that said, Stephanie and I have the same coach and we are coaches ourselves. Stephanie, how did you start, one, coaching, and then, two, realize what coaching and investing in your own coach could do for you?
Oh, yeah, great question. So the first thing, before I answer the question, I want to just mention, you totally hit the nail on the head. This love thing. People are like, how do I do that? It sounds great in theory, you know, and just the simplicity of that can lead people astray. Like, oh, yeah, it sounds so easy, but why is it so hard to obtain? So how did I start coaching? And like you said, we have the same coach, which has been a tremendous experience within itself. I feel like it started years ago just in my daily, you know, with friends and family. Like I was just always very into listening to people very intuitively and hearing things that they couldn't see or envisioning possibility for them that seemed so far-fetched for them. And with this coaching, that's really what it is. It's creating this sacred space to let people explore in a way that on their day-to-day life, they're not able to do. You know, we live in such a fast-paced society of going from one thing to the next. Who's really genuinely sitting there and listening? You know, and it's in creating this space that deep transformation really can occur. So I feel that's where my calling started years ago. I started coaching, you know, indirectly in ways with friends and family. And then when I discovered the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, the school that we both graduated from, I was like, oh my God, yes, this is it. And that's how that started. And of course, you know, in healing my own, going through my own process and seeing the power of that, which I would love to go deeper into. So I hope that answers the first part. And then the second part, how did coaching affect me, right? You're saying what's the benefit and the impact that had on my life? So I hired my own coach, which Kelly, we have the same coach, right? 8 months ago. And the amount of transformation that took place in these 8 months has been incredible. Incredible. I was just able to further connect dots in ways that I hadn't been able to do so before and get really clear on who I am, right, and what my story is and how I want to inspire and touch other people's lives, right, and improve their lives and help them find their happiness, right? Their source of self-love and self-worth. So that has been an invaluable tool, invaluable experience.
Oh, yeah.
That sums it up, yeah.
Well, this woman, this goddess we are referring to, her name is Sarah Goff, and I too will never forget how much my life transformed when I started investing in my own coaching. And remember that that's a key word, right? We're investing in ourselves. So I would say on this theme of self-love and acceptance and understanding our worth is first taking the step to invest in education and invest in in yourself. So that might not necessarily be a coach, but it could be a, you know, a cooking class, or it could be that yoga membership that you wanted. These little steps are what we can take in order to start feeling it, because I feel like I say this word every show, but one little step creates a ripple effect for other steps. So Sarah Goff, our coach, you know, I'll never forget, she said, you can only go as far as you want with your clients, or you can only go as far with your clients as you've gone yourself. So, you know, we really, Stephanie and I have gone pretty darn deep. So with that now, Stephanie, I know that you too invest in coaching to understand how to feel self-love and feel your worth. What are other recommendations you have for those who are listening to start this process? And why is it so important to do it?
Oh, okay. So important to do it because you will not fully begin living and experiencing your life like fruitfully and fully until you have relearn and tap back into this self-love and self-worth, because you create, there are such a barrier is created when you don't truly love yourself and feel worthy of love and feel worthy of living a happy life and a fulfilled life. So when it comes to investing, what started me in on my investment process, you know, through that process of investing in myself, was I had to make a conscious decision, right? We have choices in life. We can carry our story, our baggage, you know, like that story that we carry around, and be crippled by it and feel victimized by it. Or we can see that story for what it is and what it was and choose to take that negative and utilize it into a positive, right? And choose to transcend from that, right? And I feel like that's our responsibility, right? What happens to us doesn't happen to us, it happens for us, right? For our greater growth and our transcendence. And that was the first decision that I made over 10 years ago. I said, I choose to embark on this journey of self-healing, right? I don't want to be crippled and victimized by my story anymore. And so I started picking up every book that I can find on self-healing and spirituality and, you know, healing the relationships of food into my body. And the first book I picked up was A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. And it changed my life. And you know, now fast forward a few years later, I've developed a system that you can do every single day to get closer and closer and closer to this goal of feeling self-love and self-worth on a daily basis.
Wow. You know, you bring up, or essentially what I think you're talking about, is that we have a choice. You know, we've all had childhood. We've all, in our own degree, have scars and wounds. Nobody gets out unscathed. And why should we? All of these bumps and bruises are to learn and grow and build character and, you know, learn what life is all about, right? It would be pretty boring if it was simply perfect all the time. Mm-hmm. So this choice is that we do not have to be dictated by what has happened in our past. That doesn't have to be our future. It doesn't have to be our present moment. We have a choice to feel otherwise. When we get back, we're going to dive deep into that, making the choice, and then maybe some of what Stephanie's sacred rituals are that you were just describing. Before we go, real quick, Stephanie, how can we connect with you and how can we learn more about you?
I could be found on Facebook, Real Food Pure Love on Facebook, and my website, realfoodpurelove.com.
Perfect. All right. When we get back, more with Stephanie Marino, more about self-love, self-worth, and diving into all the amazing things that make you you and how exactly we're going to do that. All right. We'll see you in a second. Back with Shine On Radio.
Awaken to your
radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Shine On Radio. Yeah, it's Monday. We're always here, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific. And it's a lovely way to start the week. And if you're like me, you're a little foggy today because of Super Bowl fun. I totally felt that wave of like, sometimes I think that there, even though this isn't work for me, I could be on the radio all day and I'd love it. But there should be a day off after Super Bowl. It seems like such an American holiday that we should all have a day to rest after such fun festivities. Anyway, we have an amazing guest on today, and we're talking about one of my favorite passions, including hers, coaching, the power of coaching, coaching can do for us, and how we can utilize coaching to not only help us heal our relationship to food and heal our relationship to our bodies, but also help heal old past stories that may still be hanging on to us, that are standing in our way and are no longer serving us. So Stephanie's here, Stephanie Marino. She's a fellow health and wellness coach. And before the break, we were talking about, you know, steps that we can take to understand self-love, especially if you never understood how that even could exist. We understand that we should try to do these things, but how? So Stephanie brought up a little sacred ritual that she's implemented in her life, which helps build her foundation every day and helps remind her of all of these things, because you know what? Happiness is fleeting. Sometimes it's we all have a bad day. So, Stephanie, share with us what keeps you grounded. What helped you learn how to teach yourself love? And what do you do every day to keep it going?
I love this. I'm all about ritual. Ritual is so, so, so important. The first thing is happiness is not found externally. Happiness is found internally, right? It's a state of being. It's a state of mind. And so with that being said, it's like, how do you stay connected to that, right? How do you stay grounded to that? And do I have a perfect ritual? No. But am I working at it every day? Yes. And that's the key. And that goes hand in hand with self-love, right? With giving yourself that permission to love. For one, meditation has become huge in my life. And for people who don't really know much about meditation, it's a new term to them, a new phrase, new idea. It's simply being still, being quiet with your thoughts and breathing calmly, right? Breathing deeply. Like it's a huge stress relief technique. So even if for 5 minutes you can sit quiet, you know, take 5 minutes out of your day, you know, if you're feeling you have a stressful day at work, you know, if you're feeling, you know, you got into some type of argument with a friend and you're like, I just need to take a break. Sit for 5 minutes. The breathing technique I love is Dr. Andrew Weil's 4-7-8 breathing technique. I teach it to all my clients. And it's the basic, you know, it's the basic, calms you, centers you. That's one thing, right? The second thing is if for at least 20 minutes out of each day, do something that you love, right? Do something that you enjoy. And I'm certain that everyone knows, if you ask them, I ask my clients, one of the first questions I ask is, what brings you joy? What makes you happy? What energizes you? And most often, in the initial stages of our coaching relationship with my clients and I, they're so far removed from this concept of I get to focus on me. I get to, you know, when's the last time someone asked me a question, what makes me happy? I don't know. So they think about it, and within 10, 20 seconds, they hit it right away. You know, I'd really love if I could just go take a walk for 20 minutes and just get out of the house and just be, you know, people know, you ultimately know what you want to do that's going to make you happy and what's going to make you energized. So I say, do that. That should be number one priority. Because when that's not in place, life is so stressful, so chaotic. It's the reason why you feel that way is because there's a huge disconnect to yourself. And it's all about getting back in touch with yourself, in tune with your body, in tune with your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, I find that so true that when we sit and think about, okay, what makes us happy? You know, a running list is like, okay, done, got it. But why sometimes aren't we choosing to put that in our life? Because some people are aware and cognizant that this will make me happy, but they're choosing not to do it or implement it or put it into their life because, I don't know, that's where a lot of these other themes come up. Like, well, I don't know if I'm worthy of that, or I don't deserve that. And that's the part where the healing comes into play and to where, you know, rituals and routines are extremely sacred and important to me as well. Like for me, starting my day every morning in the same way, because I'm a highly, highly sensitive person, helps me stay grounded. So I too have to, I wake up before I see the television or my cell phone or social media or any sort of lit screen of technology, I read a chapter of a book, and I start there. And immediately after that, I put on the tea kettle and I meditate until the tea starts boiling, because some days that's all the time I have, and that's okay. And I have my cup of tea. And after that, that's when I can start welcoming the world into my zone. Before that, I can get really clouded and fogged with what else is going on before I've even woken up, which can be, you know, kind of jarring and scary. So, you know, I would say, yeah, totally in agreement with you when it comes to rituals. Stephanie, you have an upcoming program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So I've designed a group program, which it is an extension of my one-to-one program. So I work one-on-one with clients. The group program is for people who feel they want more of that group connection rather than the one-on-one. So that's upcoming and in the works. And the idea behind that is to reinstill these overall, like putting yourself first, right? Reinstill these rituals that make you feel good and energized on a daily basis, right? Like, and feeling well, right? Everyone just wants to feel well, and ultimately to heal the relationships of food into your body. So the group program, you know, in essence is just an extension of the one-to-one. So stay tuned and posted for that. That will be, I'll have more info on that within the next upcoming weeks. Mm. So that's going to be really exciting.
Putting yourself first. Now that is definitely a sentence that has people running for the hills when they hear it. And I know that's very common with a lot of my clients as well, where they sit down and they're much more comfortable with, I'm going to give to you and I'm going to give to you and mm-hmm. I'm going to give and I'm going to give and I'm going to give it away. And they're really competent and really powerhouse women that can do it all while neglecting themselves. And sometimes I say, well, okay, if you're not at a place yet where you can understand why you deserve to treat yourself, put it this way. When you start taking care of who you are, can you imagine the quality in which your giving will change? You know, because there's only so much we can give out before we burn out, before we have nothing left. So if you're a person who just heard Stephanie say, well, you know, here's my group program, it's time to put yourself first, and you're like, ha ha ha, yeah, right, I got this and this and that. Keep in mind that the more you give to yourself, the more you can, or the higher quality you can give to others, if that's the kind of person that you are. Would you agree, Steph?
Oh my God, yeah. And you know, I love the saying, you know, it may sound cliche, but it's so true. You cannot pour from an empty cup. If you have nothing left in you and you feel depleted, you'll have nothing to give to anyone else around you. You know, and the same goes for self-love. Like if you don't have that love for yourself, that unconditional love for yourself, you know, in relationship, you know, it's going to be very difficult to give that love outward. You know, you have to first give to yourself on all levels, and it's not selfish at all.
Oh, that's another trigger word, right? Where is it selfish for me to take care of myself in a way? When I say it, it seems so silly, right? That there is a belief, though, that, oh, well, if I spend this time doing these exercises, then I'm taking this time away from somebody else. Or, you know, it's selfish to be, you know, on this certain way of eating because it affects other. No, listen, it's selfless. Because by you taking care of yourself, you are a better provider of energy and light for others. So keep that perspective switch in mind. You know what I'm really feeling juicy about is further topic on not just love or self-love, but how that self-love and internal happiness can then create healthy partnership and healthy outside love or welcoming a healthy partner. So when we get back, and I know a little bit about where Stephanie is in that, and I definitely know that I'm about to get married, and whoosh, what came before that wasn't so pretty. So when we get back, more on how we can turn healthy self-love into healthy love with a new partner. Really quick, Steph, how can we connect with you?
My website, realfoodpurelove.com, and on Facebook, the same, Real Food Pure Love.
Perfect. And for me, shineonwithkelly.com, Shine On Wellness on Facebook, and at the Shine On Girl on everything else. When we get back, we're talking love, and it's going to be fun. See you in a second.
Into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
You know, I never want the show to end. I never, ever, ever want the show to end. But we're here at our last segment. And before we start diving into love, which we will be, I promise, we are health coaches. And we are both coaches that are really realistic. So I will be the first to admit that this weekend had two birthday parties in it and then the Super Bowl. So for that, that meant lots of wine.
And beer.
Crappy snacks. And yeah, I wouldn't say I feel 110% today. So I will let Stephanie take the lead on her recommendations for the age-old post-Super Bowl hangover. Take it away.
Oh, yeah. Well, I started my Super Bowl, my weekend celebration early. I started on Friday night. So I was hungover all day Saturday and – number one thing is like rest, rest, rest. Even up until yesterday, I was just so tired. Cure, rest, naps. I'm all about naps. A lot of water. Hydrate your body from the dehydration. Half your body weight in ounces of water per day should be your minimum. And then, you know, of course, when you're eating crappy food and drinking, you know, you want to increase that. My go-to also is green tea. I do some sort of juice or some sort of smoothie, healthy smoothie to kind of like replenish and put the nutrients back in. And movement. Huge on movement. You know, get out there in the fresh air, take a 20-minute walk. If you're by the ocean, go to the water. You know, just go. If you're in nature, just go into a park. Some type of reconnect to nature and fresh air and movement. Mm. And if you could take like a yoga class or a gym class and really sweat it out, that is your go-to right there.
Oh, yeah. And even when you think it's like the last possible thing you'd ever want to do is move your body, it really, truly does help. It also helps with feeling, you know, going down the spiral of, well, I feel guilty and I can't believe I did this. So if you, you know, implement one, you know, a few good things, you start to feel better. I know for me this morning, I teach Zumba and I teach dance fitness. And I woke up this morning like, but I was there, I taught my class, and everyone felt better. So, all right, we just had to do that because we are health coaches after all. We can't leave you guys hanging. And I completely agree with her recommendations. Get some water, hydrate, fresh air, get your body
and
moving.
If you get your hands on burdock root, it detoxes the liver, and it's an excellent hangover cure. Burdock root, it's good stuff.
And I would add milk thistle to that, too.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And that is our gift to you all who are listening. Enjoy. I know you'll feel better in no time. All right. You know what else will make us feel better in no time is talking about the L-O-V-E.
Love.
So we spent the earlier part of the show talking about how we can start putting that in towards ourselves. I once wrote an article on Mind Body Green, and it got a big response, and it was that I blame my body, the size of my body, for my lack thereof, or pretty toxic at the time, relationships. You know, I blame my body for not getting the person that I wanted. And that is because I didn't understand how to self-love or find love within myself. But the second I did and started becoming peace with my body, I welcomed a true love into my life. And that came not because it was like the, you know, it was like, okay, here's your time to meet this person, or it was because I had chosen to take care of myself finally. And I truly believe that is the reason why I met my twin flame. I met my soul partner because I chose to, I wasn't completely like, here I am, I love myself. I'm still working on that. But I had chosen to start. I had chosen that something needed to give, and lo and behold, that choice in welcome something. So how about you, Steph?
Okay, so I'm going to start first. I touched briefly on it in the beginning of the show about my childhood, right? And having that poor model of love, right? So we would hear, I love you, and then at the hands of my father, we would get abused, right? Physically, mentally, emotionally. So I grew up with this complete, like, distorted, like, what the hell does love mean? Like, I'm being told I love you, but I'm being treated, you know, violently and you know, with abuse. And all of my siblings, you know, we all experienced it together. And then as, you know, I started this process, and I am so blessed for having been at a very young age, at 16 years old, in a relationship. It was a 4 or 5 year relationship. With a guy whom his family was the exact definition of healthy love. So for 4 or 5 years, at that very crucial time of development from 16 to about 20, I learned the difference between this dysfunctional love where I was living and this true, like, healthy, respectful, open communication, trusting, like, safety, you know, this model of love in this relationship. And I owe so much to that experience because that's essentially what started that also. Now, fast forward, you know, the different relationships I was in after that. Were they extremely unhealthy? No. And again, I owe it to that first relationship I had. But were there things there that caused the relationship to not succeed? Absolutely. You know, I was still working through my own stuff. I still had insecurities. I was still healing. Still, you know, learning about this self-love, self-worth, you know, component. It's safe to say I was very selfish. Now, where I am currently, I'm reading this amazing book. It's called All About Love by Bell Hooks. And she, in the book, describes love as there is an ingredient. There's a pot of ingredients. There is, in order for love to exist in partnership, in relationship, and this goes to yourself too, in the relationship with you, things need to be in place. And those include care, affection, attention, respect, responsibility is huge. I added that one in. recognition, integrity, commitment, trust, honesty, and open communication. And when you put all those elements in and you stir that pot, it just changes, right? And I realized like all of those things had not been present. There were a few things that were lacking. And in my current relationship, which I'm really happy in, I'm showing up in such a different way. It's worked hand in hand healing, you know, I'm still in this journey of healing the relationship to myself. You know, we'll be on that journey forever. That's just part of the spiritual process, but it goes hand in hand. You know, it's like you put all these elements in and then it becomes like, all right, like a bigger, it's not just a feeling. You know, it's just like, oh, love just happened to us at some random happening. Like, no, it takes work and it takes dedication and it takes commitment and it takes showing up every day. And that's what I think the biggest thing is to yourself, show up to yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you create this beautiful partnership, you show up in this partnership, you know, in this way of just like, it's a beautiful thing.
So what we're saying then is once you allow yourself to receive and take care of yourself and put yourself as a priority and give back, other things are welcomed into your life. It's a win-win situation. Stephanie, I am like literally crying on the inside because I could talk about this all day.
I know,
but I
me
only
too.
Have an hour with all my friends here at Shine On Radio. Please tell us before we have to skedaddle how we can reach you.
Facebook, realfoodpurelove.com, which I'm going to put my personal link to that also because that's better. And my webpage, my website, realfoodpurelove.com. And before we go, I want to say one thing is that everyone listening, you have a divine right to pursue your passions confidently, okay? Connect with who you truly are and what you truly want out of life and don't lose sight of that. It's your divine right.
Amen, sister. And I couldn't agree with you more. Stephanie Marino, thank you so much for coming on this show. Stephanie and I both gift out powerful coaching conversations anytime you want them. Connect with her, connect with me, connect with us both. We want to hear from you. Okay. This was Shine On Radio. I'm your host, Kellyanne Wadler. Come and check me out at shineonwithkelly.com. And really, we love friends. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for listening. Thank you, Stephanie, for being here.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
Of course. And we will see you same time, same place next week. Shine on, everybody, and find that self-love every day. It's your divine right. See you then.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.